show up in a few minutes, but let's go ahead and read 856.
Request of Mary Eng to address council regarding the Americans with Disabilities Act and the disability treaties worldwide.
Morning, Ms. Eng.
Hello, Council.
Just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Saltzman. My name is Mary Eng, and I want to present my American passport. This is the United States of America. This is a new one. I think there's even a picture of me there with short hair. I thank you very much for being here today. I would like to also present the United States Department of State memo on the International Disabilities Treaty opening the world to travel. It's fabulous to have an ADA, but when disabled people travel abroad, they need to have access to accessibility devices and inclusivity that we take as a norm in the United States of America. So let's make that happen and inspire change worldwide. Then I've got a Department of Justice memo from Vanita Gupta yesterday. She printed this about Americans with Disability Act litigation to get states into compliance. Like, for instance, the abuse of disabled people in the state of Oregon working poverty wages, $170 per hour, bringing them up to a livable wage. So this is just really exciting. There's a voting accessibility. But I just happened to run into Porkchop yesterday, and he said he would be my bodyguard in case you guys plant a weapon on me or threaten to plant a corkscrew on me, which I don't drink at 9:30 a.m. I don't know whatever got into John Chandler of G4S that he would allege such a thing and brutalize me and cover me with bruises, even though you know I have post-traumatic stress disorder. So Porkchop said he would be here because I come here with trepidation, but I'm not as scared today, and I'm not shaking as much as I was the other day. And the bruises are healing. And the neck injury from Benjamin Pickering is healing, although it bothered me tremendously this morning when I woke up. Porkchop said he would speak. Would you permit his access to give some 60 seconds?
16 seconds, yes. He's
60, still... yes.
Okay, 60 seconds.
I'm here about the Disabled Act and stuff. I'm very upset about what's going on with Bud Clark. It's a heroin junkie house that you know. We've been in your office about that. Now we got Springwater Trail out there that you guys are going to go and mess up. And I'll let you know that the Hawthorne bus is out here working. There is other solutions instead of running people like cattle and pigs around town. Let's keep them where they're at. Let's work on a solution and not move them like cattle. I'm here. I'm pissed. I've lost my apartment because of drugs. And I'm a recovered drug addict. I got 10 years clean and sober. I didn't relapse in there. Okay? And I'm out here, and I'm dying, and I built the Hawthorne bus because that's a solution.
Okay, thank you both. Could you please read item 8?